I'd rather go with...
Welcome to the High School Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented on WEOL by the Elyria Public Library System. Now here's your host, Jim Merling.
Am I on?
Yeah, that's my best David Mark impression, by the way. That's all I can do for that. We've got Jim with us this morning. Jim Merling, the host of the Scholastic Games. Yes, you are.
Oh, great. I have to get used to doing radio on the telephone.
That's okay. We joined you this morning, and of course, you're busy putting together the 24th season of the Scholastic Games of Lorain County.
Yeah, time flies.
Yes, I know. You're probably thinking, when the show started, the Beatles were only 25-year anniversary or 26th anniversary of the Ed Sullivan Show.
That's relative, isn't it?
That's right, back when it was current events. You know, that's when. By the way, when your current events questions move from your file box from current events to historical facts, then you know you've been doing the show for quite a long time.
Yeah, well, you know, I get concerned about that every now and then because we do record the programs in advance, you know, so someone told me... Your current events round is really recent history.
Well, you're not recording more than maybe a week or couple weeks out.
Not recording 20 years in advance or anything like that.
Right. Speaking of that, here's one. I'm looking at what happened in history. That's a page that comes out in the Chronicle Telegram. I always think it's interesting listening to the high school Scholastic Games because you're dealing with high school students who have sometimes a very pinpoint focus on what they know. I mean, they know very sometimes limited things very deep within that realm.
Say about the students on the show is that I'm surprised by what they know and I'm surprised by what they don't know.
Well,
everybody knows that. You know, well, yeah, if you're over 40, maybe, you know.
I guess so. And that's what makes the show, I think, enjoyable to listen to. Because
absolutely. Now, we've got a couple extraordinary teams tonight. I mean, they are very good, both... And that's the kind of show I like. Lake Ridge and Avon Lake both have wonderful teams tonight. In fact, they did extraordinarily well on current events. You know, kids get caught up in their schoolwork and everything. They don't sit back and watch the news or read the newspaper every day. The newspaper, what's that, they might say. But tonight's program, they are extraordinarily, they very well on the current events round.
Well, I wonder where it is that they get their information, you know, because it's not, there's no one sitting down and watching the 6 o'clock news, as it were, 6:30 news or national news. No one is picking of that age, I think, picking up a newspaper. Where are they getting their news? You ever have
that's
a little
a good question. I'll have to start quizzing them on that stuff. You know, you sort of, when they know what you know, you figure they learned it the way you did and probably not. You know, I mean, they are on their phones and computers all the time and you can... I mean, I can't. It's hard to think what I did when we first started out doing that show. I can authenticate answers instantly now with a computer, you know. And I used to have a stack of reference books, you know. And we're going through and putting the program together. Now I'll punch on the computer a few things. Oh, okay, that's right.
You wouldn't bother the reference librarian at the local library.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Carfer. I'm glad they're a sponsor of the program now at the Elyria Public Library System. you know, they can. We can give them a plug for all the help we've had over the years.
And again, tonight you have Lake Ridge Academy taking on Avon Lake in what, six rounds?
And depending upon what program, part of the program you're listening to, you say, oh, that team's going to win. There's no question about it. No, and then 5 minutes later, the other team is in the lead. It's one of those exciting ones. Occasionally, you know, we have one team that just blows the other one away. I'm not going to mention any names, but I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, and it's a question of extraordinary people. Some people just have the kind of mind, you know, like the Ken Jennings of the Jeopardy series, you know, who just won week after week after week. You know, some people just have what we call the shotgun brain. You know, the answers just come flying out. I have more of what I call a ketchup bottle brain. You know, it comes out rich and thick, but not that fast.
Do we have to hit you on the back of the head to make anything come out of it?
Yeah, my wife will do that.
Hey, Jim, you mentioned Jeopardy. Have any of the young adults who have gone through the program over the years, have they ever shown up on Jeopardy? Have you seen any?
I'm glad you mentioned that. Last spring, the $100,000 championship was the captain of our winning team just 3 years earlier. His name is Jim Corey, and he went to Olmsted Falls High School. And the first year that that high school won our championship, he was the captain. In fact, I'm going to repost that championship program because I have a picture of him shaking my hand, you know, after he won $200 as a standout scholar. And then on the other side of the web page, I have him shaking Alex Trebek's hand and congratulating him on winning $100,000 as the team champion.
Wow. I want to see the picture of you shaking Alex Trebek's hand. That'll kind of round out
the whole. We have to Photoshop that one.
Yeah, or just stock him at an airport somewhere, I suppose. You know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
We're talking
true.
With Jim Erling, the host of the High School Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented by the Elyria Public Library System. You got a lot of, backing for this program. How is it that you're able to go do that? Is it because you've been on so many years that the people know the quality of the program?
Well, we've had consistent support from some of the major foundations. The Nordson Corporation Foundation, which is, I can't say enough nice things about it. You know, a lot of foundations and funds will, you know, jump on a bandwagon. You'll see, you know, credits for public broadcasting or read the program at a concert or something, and there'll be, several hundred names listed, you know, and everyone... You know, and it's not easy to get, 200 people to give you $5 a piece, you know. But we got to start from the Nordson Corporation Foundation. The Community Foundation of Lorain County has supported this year after year, and they have a number of funds from people who leave money or designate money for good things for the community. And we've had the Stocker Foundation used to be behind us. A lot of these charitable organizations and educational organizations and say we want to do something to support education, you know, and a lot of individuals and companies, who support the Community Foundation have helped our show through the years, and if it weren't for them, you know, we wouldn't be able to have kept this thing going for so long.
What is the support you get from the schools? Because I wonder sometimes whether they have academic teams. Who are these teams that come out to participate?
Well, yeah, I was talking about the show. Now the individual schools, for the most part, you know, they all need faculty advisors from the schools and the various school systems. We've had teacher advisors who have just volunteered their time. And a lot of the schools give stipends like they do. You know, they pay the coaches to coach the teams, and they pay the student advisors for the academic programs. And there are academic competitions between the schools. We're the only one that's on the air in Lorain County. And, of course, there's the Channel 5 show that... draws from about a third of the state, so no school is on the Academic Challenge television program more often, I was told, than something like once every 3 years. So you can't get continuity from that, but they get publicity from that. But we, you know, give the Lorain County schools an opportunity to be on every year and to advance, one of those schools advances through the playoffs to our championship. And there are... You know, between the schools themselves, leagues now that have grown up, actually in the years since we've done the program.
Let's look at some of the questions. Here's something we have from a recent show. And, Jim, we apologize for the fact that we enjoy your somewhat sometimes slip of the tongue that may occur during this.
Oh, you've been collecting them now?
Well, we're not going to say that. But here's one of them from a recent program that we enjoyed.
For either team, what famous American novelist's father founded the town in which the Baseball Hall of Fame is located? And that's Leary Catholic.
Cooper.
I guess, is that a sufficient answer? Okay, George Fenimore Cooper is the one, and he was the son of a wealthy a wealthy landowner who founded Cooperstown.
Well, he was filthy rich, no doubt about that, Jim. Huh?
I mean, I think that's the phrase that popped into my head there.
Exactly. You kind of worked your way through that. Now, let me ask you something, a question like that. That been sitting in a file for many years, or is it one of those things where that's kind of an interesting fact?
That one was actually in a file. We keep all the shows. We the first few years of the program, we were burning out writers left and right. You know, have to come up with a new script with 90 questions every single week. That can be a little bit daunting and wearing. But, we build up a database. But, of course, we don't recycle programs just as they were. I remember a school once when we were doing a quiz show in Cleveland. There was one school that had good teams every year. I said, gee, how do you maintain the students so good? Well, we taped all your old shows.
Oh, I see.
We trained by listening to the old programs. You know, so I'm sure not to recycle. Plus, you know, we put a lot of topical stuff in there. You know, we taped a program yesterday, and we had some stuff about the current Olympics and this and that. And, of course, the current events need to be rewritten, obviously, for every program.
How do you get through a program where it looks like no one's buzzer is working? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, my first thought is, gee, I hope the buzzers are working. But, well, we just fly. You know, I have a big list of questions, and we fly through them until we find something somebody likes, you know?
I get it. Okay.
And I've had teachers, at least one teacher that, you know, whose comment just stays with me, who told me that, you know, some quizzes are testing the students' reflexes, whereas you ask, you know, questions that people don't know. You know, I mean, Jeopardy asks their people questions that none of them know. I mean, have you ever watched Jeopardy and known an answer that none of the panelists know? It happens very rarely for
right,
me.
Right, sure.
But, you know, so we challenge them a little bit. It's not all curricular. You know, it's not all stuff they're supposed to have learned in school. But we try to make it stuff that is of some academic relevance, and is something that if, you know, if they do the extra reading or keep up on current events or just know things that that it would be good that citizens know, you know, they can get a fair amount of it.
Jim, over the years, has the makeup of the teams changed at all, guys, gals, or has it been pretty much the same?
Oh, that's a good question. It's been, I tell you, it has been and still is sometimes almost all guys. But, you know, but we've seen, you know, more and more girls, I think, through the years, although it's still sort of tilted toward toward the male side, you know, the more aggressive, if not more knowledgeable, can, you know, can come out ahead. And as I say, you have to have the shotgun brain. If it takes you 10, 15 seconds to come up with a lot of information, someone else has already answered the question.
Well, here's a question for you, Jim. I'm going to put you right on the spot because I'm looking at this day in history, and this happened only in 1996, part of your lifetime, Jim.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yes.
Here's a question for you. We'll see whether you know this or not because, you know, sometimes you think, well, was the host know? He knows all the answers, right? Because
it's nice to give that impression. Now you're going to ruin that.
Well,
I'm
of
sure.
Course I am. This is not too bad. In 1996, the IBM supercomputer Deep Blue defeated this reigning world chess champion.
Oh, was that Bobby Fischer?
No.
No.
Another reigning world chess champion from that
Spassky.
What?
Spassky.
That's
Boris Spassky.
No, it wasn't Boris Spassky.
Oh,
it was
oh,
a younger
okay.
version of Boris Spassky.
Younger version?
That would be Garry Kasparov.
Oh, yeah.
See,
yeah,
now
okay.
You know, and this is the way your show works a lot of times, where people are going, I have no idea. And then you get the answer, and you're going, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course that's the answer.
We've had many little pauses in the show. Where it's sort of, oh! Yeah.
You don't need to give me credit if you choose that we use that in a future show of yours at some particular point.
Oh, yeah,
no
that's
problem
right.
Like that.
I should be taking notes, I know.
Right, that's good.
I said, where's my pencil? And I was listening to the newscast at 8 o'clock. Some interesting things like the first McDonald's restaurant in Vietnam.
First drive-through, too, in the country.
Hey, yeah, the first drive-through, yeah. The first drive-through, never mind if it's what they're selling. But, you know, interesting stuff. Yeah, we try to put things of, we put some quirky stuff and interesting stuff that may not be of world-shaking relevance in the current events round sometimes, and sometimes they get it and sometimes they don't. And the current events, it's tricky to write and it's tricky to prepare for it. But as I said before, tonight you'll hear them almost go, they'll go like 4 for 5 on each of their questions.
Is there
there are 10 questions in the first 3 rounds. And the first 2, they sort of select them, so there's a random mix. You know, so, as someone once told me, it's an easy question if you know the answer, and it's difficult if you don't. And who knows what anyone's going
to
know.
Is there a key to writing a question so that the answer sort of somehow either shows itself or you allow certain parts? You know, Jeopardy is always good at putting kind of embedded clues within their, you know, their answers. And
oh, yeah,
sort.
Yeah, we do that all the time. We had, let's see if I have one in front of me about that. I know we recorded ones like that yesterday. We had a question that, I think a political question about, I'm blanking out on the the state that President Clinton came, Arkansas. He had a political question about Arkansas, and I was thinking to myself, I don't know if the kids are going to know that. So we threw the Razorback state into the question. Am I right about that? Anyway.
Now you're done.
Yeah, I don't have the script in front of me now. You know what I'm really like.
That's good.
But, you know, we'll put little hints. Another tricky thing is with the third round, the historic round, we have a 50-point clue followed by a 40-point clue and a 30 and a 20 and a 10. And that's particularly tricky to do. You know, we put the most obscure information in the 50-point clue, but it has to be something that is, you know, that relates only to the answer. You know, we had an Olympic-related thing in the 50-point clue. It happens every 4 years. Well, there are an awful lot of correct answers, you know, like elections and so forth. You know, so you have to put more, you know, like a birth date and place of some famous person. And occasionally they'll get the 50-point answer. But another thing is they can buzz in the middle of the question, you know, through the last two-thirds of the program. So we don't want to put misdirection in the question, you know, to deliberately throw them off or send them off in another direction. And so you have to structure the questions very carefully because of that.
Well, I was always told, even when we do trivia on here, you want to make a question that at least somebody can answer. You don't want to make it so difficult that they get angry with you. That's not that's not the point of it. You want to have somebody that maybe thinks, if I had just thought a little more or put the pieces together, I would have come up with the right answer. But you can find out all the questions tonight and see if you can play along with Lake Ridge Academy and Avon Lake with the High School Scholastic Games of Lorain County, presented by the Elyria Public Library System here on WEL, right after our 6 o'clock news, and you'll hear Jim with all the right answers tonight.
Thanks so much for having me on the program, Bruce.
Thanks, Jim. Nice talking with you again.